Proof by David Auburn, starring Anne Heche, Robert Foxworth, Caitlin Hopkins, and Jeremy Sisto. Directed by Jenny Sullivan. Recorded before an audience by LA Theatre Works. An enigmatic young woman, a controlling sister, their brilliant father, an unexpected suitor. The search for the truth behind a mysterious mathematical proof is the perplexing problem in this Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning play. And now, Proof by David Auburn.
Can't sleep.
Jesus! You scared me.
Sorry.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I thought I'd check up on you. Why aren't you in bed?
Well, your student's still here. He's up in your study.
Well, he can let himself out.
I might as well wait up till he's done.
He's not my student anymore. He's teaching now. Bright kid.
What time is it?
It's almost one.
Huh.
After midnight.
So?
So? Happy birthday.
Dad!
Do I ever forget?
Oh, thank you.
25? I can't believe it.
Yeah, neither can I. Hey, should we have it now?
It's up to you.
Yes.
You want me to open it?
Oh, let me. Last time you opened a bottle of champagne out here, you broke a window.
That was a long time ago. I resent you bringing it up.
You're lucky you didn't lose an eye.
25.
I feel old.
You're a kid.
Glasses.
God damn it, I forgot the glasses. You want me to get...
Nah.
I hope you like it. I wasn't sure what to get you.
It's the worst champagne I've ever tasted.
Oh, I'm proud to say I know nothing about wines. I hate those kind of people who are always talking about vintages.
It's not even champagne.
Well, the bottle was the right shape.
Great Lakes vineyards. I didn't know they made wine in Wisconsin.
A girl who's drinking from the bottle shouldn't complain. Now, don't guzzle it. Sip. It's an elegant beverage.
Do you?
No, go ahead.
Well, you sure?
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
What are you going to do on your birthday?
Drink this. Oh, have some.
No, I hope you're not spending your birthday alone.
I'm not alone.
Well, I don't count.
Why not?
I'm your old man. Go out with some friends.
Right.
Well, your friends aren't taking you out.
No.
Why not?
Because in order for your friends to take you out, you generally have to have friends.
Ow.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
You have friends. What about that cute blonde? What was her name?
What?
She lives over on Ellis Avenue. You used to spend every minute together.
Cindy Jacobson?
Cindy Jacobson.
That was in the third grade, Dad. Her family moved to Florida in 1983.
Well, what about Claire?
Oh, she's not my friend. She's my sister. And she lives in New York, and I don't like her.
I thought she was coming in.
Not until tomorrow.
My advice, if you find yourself awake late at night, is to sit down and do some mathematics.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we could do some together.
No.
Why not?
I can't think of anything worse. You sure? You don't want any?
Yeah, thanks. You used to love it.
Well, not anymore.
You knew what a prime number was before you could read.
So now I've forgotten.
Don't waste your talent, Catherine.
I knew you'd say something like that.
Well, I realize you've had a difficult time.
Thanks.
That's not an excuse. Don't be lazy.
I haven't been lazy. I've been taking care of you.
Kid, I've seen you. You sleep till noon. You eat junk. You don't work. The dishes pile up in the sink. If you go out, it's to buy magazines. You come back with a stack of magazines this high. I don't know how you read that crap. Those are the good days. Some days you don't get up, you don't get out of bed.
Those are the good days.
Bullshit. Those days are lost. You threw them away. And you'll never know what else you threw away with them. The work you lost, the ideas you didn't have, the discoveries you never made because you were moping in your bed at 4 in the afternoon. You know I'm right.
I've lost a few days.
How many?
I don't know.
I bet you do.
What?
I bet you count.
Knock it off.
Well, do you know or don't you?
I don't.
Of course you do. How many days have you lost?
A month, around a month.
Exactly.
Oh, God damn it, I don't know.
How many?
33 days.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know.
Be precise, for Christ's sake.
Well, I slept till noon today.
We'll call it 33 and a quarter days.
Yes, all right.
You're kidding.
No.
Amazing number.
It's a depressing fucking number.
Catherine, if every day you say you've lost were a year, it would be a very interesting fucking number.
33 and a quarter years is not interesting.
Oh, stop it. You know exactly what I mean.
1,729 weeks.
1729. Huh. Great number. The smallest number expressible.
As the sum of two cubes in two different ways.
12 cubed plus 1 cubed equals 1729.
And 9 cubed plus 10 cubed. Yes, we've got it. Thank you.
You see, even your depression's mathematical. Now stop moping and get to work. The kind of potential you have.
But I haven't done anything good.
Well, you're young. You got time.
I do.
Yes.
By the time you were my age, you were famous.
By the time I was your age, I'd already done my best work.
What about after?
After what?
After you got sick.
What about it?
Well, you couldn't work then.
No, if anything, I was sharper.
Dad.
I was. Hey, it's true. The clarity, that was the amazing thing. No doubts.
You were happy.
Yeah, I was busy. Oh,
that's not the same thing.
Well, I don't see the difference. I knew what I wanted to do, and I did it. If I wanted to work a problem all day long, I did it. Yeah, if I wanted to look for information, secrets, complex and tantalizing messages. I could find them all around me in the air. In a pile of fallen leaves some neighbor had raked together. In the box scores in the paper. Written in the steam coming up off a cup of coffee. Yeah, the whole world was talking to me. If I wanted to just sit here quietly on the porch and listen for the messages, I did that. It was wonderful.
How old were you when it started?
Mid-20s, 25, 26. Is that what you're worried about?
Well, I've thought about it.
Now, just getting a year older means nothing,
Catherine. It's not just getting older.
It's me.
I've thought about it.
Really?
God, how could I not?
Well, if that's why you're worried, you're not keeping up with the medical literature. There are all kinds of factors. It's not simply something you inherit. Just because I went bughouse doesn't mean you will.
Dad!
Well, listen to me. Listen. Life changes fast in your early 20s, and it shakes you up. You're feeling down. It's been a bad week. Well, you've had a lousy couple of years. No one knows that better than me. But you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I promise you. Push yourself. Don't read so many magazines. Hmm. Sit down and get the machinery going, and I swear to God, you'll feel fine. The simple fact that we can talk about this together is a good sign.
A good sign?
Yeah.
How could it be a good sign?
Because crazy people don't sit around wondering if they're nuts.
They don't?
Well, of course not. They've got better things to do. Take it from me. A very good sign that you're crazy is an inability to ask the question, am I crazy?
Even if the answer is yes.
Well, crazy people don't ask, you see.
Yes.
So if you're asking...
I'm not.
But if you were, it would be a very good sign.
A good sign.
A good sign that you're fine.
Right.
You see? You just gotta think these things through. Come on, what do you say? Let's call it a night. You go up, get some sleep.
No.
What's the matter?
Well, that doesn't work.
Why not?
It doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
No.
Where's the problem?
Well, the problem is you are crazy.
What difference does that make?
Well, you admitted. You just told me that you are.
So?
So you said a crazy person would never admit that.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, I see.
So?
Well, that's a point.
So how could you admit it?
Well, because I'm also dead, aren't I?
He died a week ago.
Heart failure. Quick. Funeral's tomorrow.
Well, that's why Clara's flying in from New York.
Yes.
You're sitting here. You're giving me advice. You gave me champagne.
Yeah?
Which means...
For you?
Yes?
For you, Catherine. My daughter, who I love very much. It could be a bad sign.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What?
Sorry, did I wake you?
What?
Were you asleep?
You scared me! For Christ's sake, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it had gotten so late. I'm done for the night.
Good.
Drinking alone?
Yes.
Champagne, huh?
Yes.
Celebrating?
No, I just like champagne.
It's festive.
What?
Festive.
What, do you want some?
Sure.
I'm done. You can take the rest with you.
Oh.
Take it.
No, thanks.
I'm done.
No, I shouldn't. I'm driving. Well, I can let myself out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?